All right, time for a little news of the week here. We'll reconnect with Bob and Mark coming up in the next hour as they help us out with our road tripping segment and we head down to St. George. Boy, those guys know that place like the back of their hand. And so we'll get some ideas if you're thinking about getting an early spring getaway to head down that way. In our news of the week today, a couple of things I wanted to point out. One of them I found a little funny, to be honest with you, and I guess I shouldn't cut Porcupine short on, you know, their appeal. But when we talk about wildlife viewing days, we talk about Bald Eagle Month, we talk about having a chance to go see the bighorn sheep, or what else? I mean, there's a number of them out there, but I don't remember, correct me if I'm wrong, ever talking about a porcupine viewing day. It'll be happening at the Ouray National Wildlife Refuge, Fort Duchesne, Utah, coming up on Saturday, March 16th. I hope that Faith Jolly actually gives us an option of talking to somebody about it, because I had no idea there was such a thing as a porcupine viewing area. I do feel like it's a public event that you'll probably want to keep a fair distance. You don't want to freak out a porcupine, because they'll let you know they're freaked out in a hurry. But anyway, something to put on your calendar, March 16th. If you want more information, I'm sure it's up on their website, which is wildlife.utah.gov. Here's the other thing, and you've heard us talk about this opportunity that comes around every year, and it is that time of year for the annual Snow Goose Festival. It's happening this weekend. It started yesterday. Now, obviously, the snow geese don't know that there's a quote-unquote event that's taking place around their fly-through, but so they'll be around probably a little bit longer than that. But as far as a organized event, it started, as you listen to this segment, it started yesterday and will continue today, Saturday. So if you've got nothing else to do, the weather's going to be spectacular to go see it, where about 10,000 snow geese have made their usual rest stop there at Gunnison Bend Reservoir. Russ and I had the chance to go do this. His father, who passed away recently, lived there in Delta, so we had a place to stay and actually do a broadcast. And we just had a great day out there. The festival organized by the Delta Chamber of Commerce. There's going to be lots of activities, including the geese viewing event, and they're going to be on hand to answer your questions. No time, really, to look it up online, but I did post a link if you want to look at it. And I shot some video of my own that we produced with music and everything to it to share the experience that I will also post if I get a chance here before the weekend is done. But what a rare opportunity. It's one of those things you kind of pinch yourself and think, man, I thought that, you know, I'd never get a chance to do this. It's wild nature at its best, and you didn't have to go to Canada to see it. It happens right here in your backyard. But literally, you can feel, and I remember distinctively one of the officers, and it may have been Scott Root down there that day from the Division of Wildlife, talking about how you can feel the pressure change as these geese leave Gunnison Bend Reservoir and go out to the fields to feed, and then we'll come back to the reservoir at certain times of the day. And so let me just direct you, if you can get there early in the morning or late in the afternoon, those would be my two recommendations. And one more thing I thought you might find entertaining, at least I did. So I posted it, I shared it from the Division of Wildlife Resources website. It's an interactive map where you can actually watch the video and track a two-year-old collared female cougar. We've had a lot of stories recently, and I think this week on Utah's Morning News, we were talking about another cougar sighting that had to be tranquilized, and then moved back out into the wild. This particular one has been designated F-66. Anyway, you get a chance to watch it in not real time, but watch this video as they track it across a map and see how far F-66 goes. This female sat on the banks of the confluence bend of Flaming Gorge Reservoir in Wyoming. A little over 220 miles into her journey, she had a choice to make: turn around and return north or make a chilling plunge into the water. Shockingly, they said, F-66 chose the latter and swam at least a quarter of a mile across the reservoir to reach the other side and continue her travels north. It's one of the incredible events of her journey, which totaled a little over 1,000 miles and covered 5 months. But they follow it on a map. So if you get some time and you're just looking for, you know, something to take your brain away from whatever else your troubles of the day are, it's fascinating. And you can look us up on Facebook at KSL Outdoors Radio. Make sure to like the page. Follow us there. We need to break, and we will do that for news on the half hour. And then on the other side, Tracy Meyer, who has been on the show with us before, will join me from the National Ability Center. We'll remind everybody what the NAC is all about and then get you ready for the 35th annual Huntsman Cup that is coming up at the end of the month. They're still looking for volunteers, by the way, to help. So if you can, find out more about it at discovernac.org. Stay with us.